Today I just want to talk about listening and doing. Listening to the voice of the Lord and doing. God has been very gracious to us as a church in the recent weeks, and He's been speaking to us. He's been teaching us about working as a church body, operating as a body, effectively. He's been talking to us about walking in the Spirit, His Spirit, and not walking in the flesh. He's reminded us that we are no longer slaves to sin. And He's been encouraging us to allow any sin in our hearts to be uprooted. Because the Lord sets the captives free. We shouldn't be, as Christians, walking in captivity of sin. We're being reminded that our time on earth is like a vapor. And we need to be having an eternal perspective on our time on this earth. We've been reminded that we are winners in Jesus Christ. Don't be robbed of that truth. And we've been warned not to drop our guard as we walk on this narrow path. Because if we drop our guard, the devil's there to try and rob and destroy. And we've been reminded to allow the Holy Spirit to grow spiritual fruit in our lives. And last week we talked about spending in the time of the presence of God. You know, we talked about Mary and Martha. Martha was in the sort of, Jesus was present with Martha, but she spent all the time running around doing chores and thinking she was serving Him. But Martha was at the feet of Mary. She was truly in the presence of the Lord Jesus. And when you're in the presence of the Lord Jesus, the Lord speaks to His people. In Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day of its own trouble. Seek the kingdom of God. When you're spending time in the presence of God, He will give you the desires of His heart. It's only when we are delighting in the presence of the Lord. In 1 Samuel, chapter 3. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1. Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. That's quite a sad, sobering thing. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. So you had Eli, a priest, and his sons. But the word was not active. It was rare. The reason was, Eli's sons were walking around recklessly in sin. There was sin. If you read the previous chapters, Eli turned a blind eye to it. He knew it was happening, but he didn't address it. He didn't grasp the nettle. So the ears became dull to what the Lord was saying. That's a sad place, isn't it? A very sad place. So if you're ever thinking, why am I not hearing from the Lord Jesus? Firstly, you might not be asking the right questions. Ask God to examine your heart. You may just be walking recklessly and actively in sin. Why would the Lord talk to you if you're not honouring Him? You can't expect the Lord to move in your life if you're actively walking in sin. Mathematical formula, if it was one, which wouldn't work. So, I'm hoping and trusting we're in a place where we are listening to God. If you're not, and you have been walking in sin, and repent, acknowledge it, and allow the God to restore you. But if we're in a place where we're ready to hear the word, ready to hear Jesus, what is our reaction? What is our reaction when we hear Jesus' voice? Something which I'm more and more becoming aware of. When we pray and seek the Lord, we shouldn't lose sight of His sovereignty and Him being our Heavenly Father. So the Word teaches us some important principles on earth. So if you've got those in authority above you at work, it tells us to honour them, respect them, doesn't it? it says submit to the governments above us. It says to the children, honour your parents, honour your father. So if the Lord is teaching us to honour our worldly authorities, to submit to worldly authorities, and to honour our earthly fathers, what more should we do about submitting to the King of Kings? Submitting to the Heavenly Father. Sometimes I think we completely do the reverse. We're more bothered about what our earthly bosses are saying than our Heavenly Father. It should be the reverse. So if we are in full recognition of the King of Kings we serve, hands up who believes they're serving, that Jesus in their life is the King of Kings. Hands up who believes that Lord God is their Heavenly Father. If you put your hand up, I'm glad you are, then you need to be walking in full submission. So when the Lord speaks, we do. Do you know who the best negotiators in the world are? This is my own opinion. The best negotiators in the world are. It's not the people who have been to Harvard University. It's not the people who have been to the best US negotiation school. It's children. Children are the best negotiators on this earth. Parents are smiling, they're looking. You go in the shop, I want that magazine. No, you're not in the magazine. I want the magazine. You don't have a magazine. I don't want the expensive one, not the cheap one. No. They will negotiate for anything. Anything. They will try it. And the problem is, if you give them a little inch, they will take a yard or a mile. Parents, I encourage you, I know it's difficult, but don't negotiate with your children, because it will get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And so when you say, son, daughter, do not do that, when they're older, and it becomes a very serious matter, they'll just go, I'm not listening to you. I'm in negotiation mode. So I encourage you all, this is where you need the Lord's strength and wisdom as parents, because it's difficult. Do not give in to the negotiations. Sometimes it's really difficult, you know, just not being supermarket, and one of them has an absolute meltdown. The kids do. I want that magazine. No. And all of a sudden, you give in and allow them to buy the magazine or whatever it is. You're giving in. Sometimes you might have to pay the cost and take them out of the supermarket and give them some firm discipline. It'll pay them benefit in the future. So if we're to encourage our children or teach our children not to become negotiators, are we falling in the same trap with the Lord Jesus and becoming imitators of the world around us? We may have fallen in that trap of negotiating with our parents or allowing our children to negotiate with us. And if we've done that, repent and God restores, don't walk in condemnation. But we may have taken these worldly learnings into our relationship with the Heavenly Father. We may go into our prayers with our negotiation book, our sort of negotiation for dummies book. Right, page 10 says, ask for this, and if you bring it down, then you've still got a winner. You know, that's not how we pray. That's how the world teaches us. We need to be in full submission with Jesus when we pray. Amen? Leave the negotiation playbook in the bin when you're praying to Jesus. Because every time, we may think we have the right answer, but unless it's in keeping with God's will, it's the wrong answer. So what is our reaction when God speaks to us? If we fully submit, lay down our own agendas, and he speaks. And God does speak. Could it be, let somebody else do it, Jesus. I'm not good enough. Luke 14, verses 25. Now great multitudes went with him, and he turned and said to them, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life, also he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. But which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether it is enough to finish it? Lest after he has laid down the foundation and is not able to finish it, all who see it and begin to mock him, saying, 'This man began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king going to make war against another king does not sit down first and consider whether he is able to with 10,000 to meet him who comes against with 20,000? Or else, while the other is still a great way off, he sends a delegation to ask conditions for peace. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all, then it cannot be my disciple." Sometimes when you go on holiday, you see these apartment blocks half built. Sometimes you go to Spain or other countries, they just run out of money. There's no there's no customers there, and they've got these great ideas, start off building these tower blocks, and they're empty, they're not finished. I remember watching a Top Gear show once. There was a whole airport somewhere in Spain, I think somewhere in North Spain. It's built, but it's just not being used, because it's just desolate. Cities, they're driving their cars around it, just empty. And the Lord doesn't want our relationship with him to be like that, where you first become a Christian, say, "Yeah, this is all right, this is quite nice, I've been forgiven," and the Lord slowly says, "I've got a role for you, ordain you before you're even in your mother's womb. I want you to do X, Y, Z. I want you to cut off this in your life." Ooh, don't quite like the sound of this now. You start retreating. That's when your life becomes like one of these Spanish empty apartment blocks. We have to carry our cross and truly submit to the will of God. Truly submit. Are you ready to carry the cross? Your cross for Jesus Christ. And doing so, I said again, you need to be able to walk in faith. So as I conclude, the word says we walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by faith, not by sight. If you walk by sight as a Christian, you won't do anything. You just simply won't do anything. If we are walking by sight as a church 3 years ago, when we had the God's direction to start this faith venture, we looked around, and if we've been really sort of worldly, we'd have said, "Right, we've got about 30, 40 people here. Probably guess about the income. You know, it's not going to happen. We're not going to get 180,000. We're not going to get. I'm not qualified for a loan. We're not going to do it. Sorry, God, we've done our equations. It's not going to be happening." Praise God, he's stirred us, and through Jim's leadership and Colin's support, be encouraged, walk by faith. And the fruit of that's out there. We now are to continue to walk in faith. For this, the extension, for our own lives. God, maybe you may have mountains in your life right now. God may be saying, "Don't worry, because beyond that mountain, the place where I'm going to bring you to. How am I going to get around this mountain, Lord? Is that your answer? How? Or is it, okay, I'm going to walk around this mountain then. But you told me to walk over the mountain. I'm just going to do it." We need to be walking by faith. God loves a faithful heart, and he honors a faithful heart. Famous proverb, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths." He'll direct them, but you need the faith to follow them. Okay? So, to sum up, Are we listening to the Lord today? Are we resting in his presence? Are we coming before him with a faithful heart? Are we hearing his voice? And when we do hear his voice, whatever is on the Lord's heart for our lives today, are we heeding his voice? Or we've been doers of his voice? And if we are, praise God. But if we have fallen in the trap of worldly response, we've been negotiating with God, that's the time to sort of lay it down and say, God, forgive me. I want to walk truly in your ways. Truly in your ways. And maybe God has given you a promise and you're still holding on to that promise. And it may have not materialized in your life yet. God's a sovereign God. All in his timing. His timing prevails. You might want it now, and in the natural you think, well, I can understand you want it now. But God may have his perfect, he will have his perfect timing for you. Hold on to the promises of the Lord you've received through him. Let us pray. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for you being our Heavenly Father, our King of Kings. And just as, Lord, as you knew Jeremiah before he was in his mother's womb and you'd ordained him for a special role, we thank you that the same applies for us, Lord, that you knew us before you knitted us together in our mother's womb, Lord. That you had, and you still do, special plans and purposes for us, Lord Jesus. Forgive us, Lord, forgive me when we walk and resist your will for our lives, Lord. Forgive me and us if we've ever not sought your voice and direction, Lord. Or if we have, we've run away from it. Or we've actually decided our own thing. Lord, I pray, Lord, you'll teach us as a church, as individuals and families, to seek your voice, to hear your voice, and to be doers of your voice, Lord Jesus. That when you speak to us and show us a way, that we'll have the faith to get out the boat, Lord, and to heed your instructions, Lord Jesus. Increase our faith, Lord. Increase my faith, Lord Jesus, tenfold. Father God, may we have the submission of Simon and those disciples. You said, throw your net over there. Even though in the mindset they thought, this is bonkers, we've been doing it all night. They just threw it with obedience. And Lord, when you told them they're going to be fishers of men, they laid down their tools and equipment and they followed you. I pray, Lord, that we will be a body following you wholeheartedly. Not holding on to things of this earth, materials, whatever, Lord Jesus, that we will let go and fully submit to you, Lord Jesus. Father God, if you've been speaking to any of us, Lord, and showing your heart to us, Lord Jesus, and we've been waiting and waiting and waiting, I pray, Lord, that you would just give us a spirit of patience and perseverance, Lord Jesus, that will bear your spiritual fruit. Father, we just want to do your will, Lord. Father, if any sin is still hindering us, Lord Jesus, may we not be like Eli, Lord, who was not hearing revelation after revelation of your word, Lord Jesus, because he was allowing sin to dull his hearing, Lord. I pray, Lord, again, that you'll root out sin in our lives. Thank you, Lord, that you're a forgiving God, a gracious God. Jesus, I just pray in the coming days we'll have fresh revelation of your will for us as a body, as we seek your heart. What are we to do with this facilities you're going to bless us with, Lord? That we'll come with one accord and say, God is speaking to us. We need to be doing this and that and this and that. And give us the faith to be get out the boat and do it, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, we'll have testimony after testimony of brothers and sisters coming and saying, God has told me to do this. And it seems crazy in my own eyes, but I'm going to take a step of obedience and do it. Father God, for your glory, not our own. In Jesus' name, amen.